After having described the Harabayis, which is the 500 by 500 Amos area enclosed by a massive wall on the mountain on which the Beis HaMikdash stood, and then going further inwards to the Ezos Noshim, the outer courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, which had four chambers in each of its four corners, and then further inwards to the Azara, the main courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, the first 11 Amos of which even a non-Kohen could enter, and the rest of which was the area where only Kohanim could enter, and the majority of the services of the Beis HaMikdash took place in this courtyard, which didn't have a roof on top of it. And the Mishnayos have described that which was inside the courtyard, and then reaching further inwards to the other end of the courtyard, in between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, and the Ulam itself, which is the very wide room directly in front of the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, we have reached the building itself of the Beis HaMikdash. And although the term Heichal is often used to refer to the entire building, the truth is that, accurately speaking, Heichal only refers to the first of the two parts of the building. The part of this large room that one meets as soon as the doors of the Heichal are opened, that is the Heichal itself. On the other end of the Heichal, one reaches a curtain called the Pareches, and behind the Pareches is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the most holy and innermost part of the Beis HaMikdash. And no man other than the Kohen Gadol is permitted to enter that room, and even the Kohen Gadol is only allowed to enter that room on Yom Kippur, the holiest day of the year. The Kodesh HaKadoshim contained the Aron HaKodesh, the Ark which had the Luchos, the tablets which Moshe Rabbeinu brought down from Har Sinai. Although in the second Beis HaMikdash they didn't actually have the Aron HaKodesh, but that is the designated purpose of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to house the Aron HaKodesh, the Ark which contained the tablets of stone, the Luchos. The Heichal, which is the part of the building of the Beis HaMikdash which took out the majority of the room of the building in the Beis HaMikdash, that contained three main items. One is a Mizbeach, an altar which was much smaller than the Mizbeach which stood in the courtyard, and it was used less often, and the Menorah, the candelabra which they would light the candles, and the Shulchan, the stacked table on which 12 loaves of bread were placed there and replaced once a week on Shabbos. The Mishnah begins, Pizchi Shal Heichal, the entrance to the Heichal where the doors were, Golchi Esrim Amo, had a height of 20 Amos, Varoch Be Esra Amos, and its width was 10 Amos. Just like the vast majority of entrances in the Beis HaMikdash. And the truth is, the walls of the Heichal, of the building, were extremely thick. They were 6 Amos thick, which is equivalent to roughly 3 meters. And if you think about it, if the doors to the Heichal would be positioned at the beginning of the thickness of the Heichal walls, then when one enters into the Heichal, they won't yet be entering into the Heichal. They have a whole distance of 3 meters to travel in between the thickness of the walls before they enter the actual room of the Heichal. And therefore, there were actually doors at the beginning of the thickness of the wall and on the other end of the thickness of the wall. So if Arad Los Hayulai, there were 4 doors, really 2 double sets of doors for the Heichal, Stein Bifnim, 2 doors which are further inwards, Stein Bachutz, and 2 outer doors which are positioned at the beginning of the thickness of the wall, at the edge of the Ulam, this wide room in front of the Heichal. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, Ushtayim Delosis LaHeichal VeLaKodesh, there were 2 doors for the Heichal and the Kodesh. The Kodesh over here refers to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the innermost room, and just like the Kodesh HaKadoshim was further inwards in the actual building, inside the building was more inwards than the Heichal, so too there were 2 doors at the beginning of the building, one more inwards than the other. And now the Mishnah brings an argument as to the exact style of these doors. According to the Tanakhama, the first opinion of the Mishnah, the outer doors, which were situated at the beginning of the thickness of the wall, would open up forwards into this area within the thickness of the walls, such that the door would cover the thickness of the wall. It would turn 90 degrees on the hinge and rest against the wall, the thickness of the wall of the Heichal. And the inner set of double doors, which were on the other side of the thickness of the walls, right in front of the actual Heichal, likewise, they would be pushed forward, and if Tochas Tzoy Chabayis, they would open up into the actual room of the Heichal, and they would turn 180 degrees on their hinges, L'chasis Achad Losseis, to cover the area behind the doors, meaning the inner walls of the Heichal. And because of this, the Mishnah notes that Shekol HaBayis Tuach B'Zohav, the entire building of the Beis HaMikdash, was coated in gold, Chutz mi'achad ha'asayis, except for this area on the inside of the wall of the Heichal, onto which the doors would open up and lean against that part of the wall, because that part of the wall would never be seen, because the door would open up and be against that part of the wall. Now, according to this opinion of the Mishnah, it emerges that the doors had a width of 5 amos each, because the width of the entrance, like we mentioned at the beginning of the Mishnah, was 10 amos wide. So each of the double doors was 5 amos wide. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the style of the doors was totally different. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Besoicha pesach ha'yomdos." All of the doors would stand, once they were open, inside the entranceway in front of the actual building. Not only the outer doors, which would be pushed forwards, and then they would be pushed against the thickness of the wall, but even the inner doors, the ones which were on the inner part of the thickness of the wall, they wouldn't be pushed forwards, opening up into the actual Heichal, but rather they would be pulled backwards, and they would also lean against the wall of the Heichal, but on the thickness, the width of the wall. Now, if so, how does that work with the dimensions? If each door is 5 amos wide, and the thickness of the walls is only 6 amos, so there's not enough room for both the outer doors and the inner doors to lean against the thick wall of the Heichal. So Rabbi Huda explains, "Ochmin itztramita hayu." It was like an itztramita, which means that it was a door which could fold in the middle of it. It would sort of have hinges, not only on the edge of the door, but also in the middle, and it could fold backwards. V'nikpolis l'acharei, and they would fold backwards, and that way they could then go on their hinges on the edge of the door, and allow the door to rest against the thickness of the wall, and it would only take up 2.5 amos of the thickness of the wall, and that way there was definitely enough room for both the outer doors and the inner ones to lean against the thickness of the wall of the Heichal. The inner doors would take up 2.5 amos of the thickness of the wall once they were folded, and as well as the outer doors, and there would be half an amo left of the thickness of the wall. The thickness of the wall is really a doorpost, an extremely thick doorpost. So there would be half an amo remaining at the beginning of the thickness of the wall, the doorpost, and at the end of it. Because remember, the walls were 6 amos thick. So if we've got two sets of doors which are each taking up 2.5 amos of the doorpost, the thickness of the wall, there remains 1 amma of the doorpost, so half an amma was on at the beginning and half it was at the end, which means that the hinges of the doors were really half an amma into the thickness of the wall. It didn't start at the beginning, but rather the hinges were fixed to the wall, but half an amma away from the edge of the walls. And Rabbi Yehuda proves from the implication of the pasuk that this was indeed the style of the doors. Shneimar, as the pasuk says, "Ushtein d'losos ad'losos." There were two doors for the doors. Each of the doors at the beginning and at the end of the doorpost was really a double set of doors. "Ushtein musabos d'losos." It was like two swiveling doors. This refers to the fact that they could fold into two, fold into half, so to speak. "Ushtein d'losos achas." There was two for each door, and for the other door as well. And Rabbi Huda understands that the pasuk is clearly referring to the ability of the doors to fold in half, and unlike the Tanakama, the first opinion of the Mishnah, who understood that it was a pretty regular door which just folded until the wall. Mishnah Beis, although we learnt that the entrance to the Ulam, the very wide room in front of the Heichal, was double the height and double the width of the vast majority of the entrances in the Beis HaMikdash, including the entrance of the Heichal itself, nevertheless, because of the increased level of holiness and the significance of the Heichal itself, the entrance of the Heichal was called Shar HaGadol, the big, the great gate, even though in terms of its size, it was smaller than the entrance of the Ulam. There were two mini gates, mini entrances, on the side of the Shar HaGadol, this very significant, the great gate, the great entrance to the Heichal. One was on the north, to the north of the main entrance, and one was to the south of the main entrance, which is another way of saying one was on the right and one was on the left. Shabadorim, the small entrance, the small door, which was to the south of the main entrance, which means it was on the left side. If somebody is facing towards the Heichal, they're entering into the Heichal, it's on the left. Lo nichnas by odmi oilom, nobody ever entered the Heichel through that door. The Olivim refers to the Yechezkel, and the Pasuk indeed talks about that door explicitly. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Vayimre la Hashem, Hashem said to me, Hashar hazeh sogur yi eloi poseach, this gate, this entrance, will be closed, it will not be opened, and ve'ish lo yavo boy, no man shall enter through that door, nobody is allowed to, ki Hashem Elokei Yisrael bovoy, because Hashem, the God of the Jewish people, enters through that door, whatever that means, v'ho yasogor, and therefore it should be kept closed. It's not fitting that Hashem himself, his presence, should enter through the same door, the same entranceway, as a mere mortal human being. Of course, we have no idea what it means to say that Hashem enters through that door, but this door was never used. And the truth is, this pasuk is actually talking about the third Beis HaMikdash. It's in a prophecy to Yechezkel regarding the third Beis HaMikdash. However, the structure of the third Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash are, generally speaking, extremely similar. Now, in the previous Mishnah, we had an argument between the Tanakama, the first opinion, who understood that the doors, the inner doors to open the Heichal, were opened into the room of the Heichal itself, whereas Rabbi Yehuda understood that those doors were also opened backwards into the doorpost area, and they were not pushed into the actual room of the Heichal. Based on that argument, we're going to see another argument now as to how exactly the doors were opened. Not only some Avteach, the one who was appointed to open the doors, as described in the previous Masech, the Masech Tomid, not only some Avteach, he would take the key to the smaller door, which was on the side of the Heichal, on the right side, Ufoschach Zapishpesh, and he uses that key to open this smaller door. And that door would lead him to a short passageway, which would lead him into a tor, which is a mini room. So when Nichnas la'tor, he would enter into this mini room, Umei ha'tor la'heichal, and he would enter from that mini room into the Heichal itself. So once he reached that room, he would really take a left turn and through another passageway end up in the building of the Heichal itself. Because since anyway the doors had to open up into the Heichal, there was a need for this person to be in the Heichal itself in order to allow the doors to go all the way until the inner wall of the Heichal. One isn't allowed to enter the Heichal unnecessarily, but if in order to open the doors as they need to be opened, somebody has to be in the Heichal, then that needs to be the case, so he would enter into the Heichal itself and open the doors in that way, like described in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Besoich ovi shel kaisel ha'yamahalich." He would walk inside the thickness of the wall, meaning he wouldn't go all the way into the mini room which was there, and then take a left turn and go through a passageway until he reached the Heichal, the actual building of the Beis HaMikdash. Rather, he would open the mini door and very shortly after, take a left turn into a passageway which ran through the doorpost, this very thick doorpost, the wall essentially, until he ended up in the area in between the inner and outer doors of the Heichal. And then, until he is found standing in between the two gates, the inner set of double doors and the outer set of double doors, and he first opens the outer doors from inside, meaning he's on the inside of those doors, and he opens the inner doors from outside, because in terms of where he's standing, he's on the outside of the room of the Heichal, and that's how he would open them, as per the previous Mishnah. Mishnah Gimel, the previous Mishnah talked about a tor, which we translated to be a small room. The following couple of Mishnahs are going to show that there were actually many small rooms like this. It's probably more accurate to call it a kind of cell or a chamber which was used for storing valuable items. And the walls which went around the building of the Beis HaMikdash were even thicker than the walls at the front of the building. And within the thickness of the walls were three different levels, one above the other, of cells, chambers, which were used for storing valuable items, which the Beis HaMikdash treasury owned. And there was access from each chamber to the one above it and the one next to it, as the Mishnah will describe. There were 38 of these chambers in total. 15 on the northern side of the building, which was really, if you're looking towards the entrance, you're walking inwards. Then the northern side is the right side, so the 15 chambers on the right side of the building, 15 within the wall on the left side, and 8 of these chambers on the west side, which is really the other side of the building, behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. How are they laid out? Shabbat Sofim v'Shabbat Doraim. The ones which were on the north and south, meaning on the right and the left of the building. Chamisha al gabi chamisha. There were five chambers on top of five chambers. V'chamisha al gabihem, and another five on top of them. So there were three levels of five chambers v'Shabbat Ma'arav, and the chambers which were on the west side, on the other end of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Shloish al gabi shloisha, there were three, and then another three on top of them, Ushnayim al gabihem, and two chambers on top of them on the top level, Ushloish p'sochim ha'iluchal echad v'echad, and each of these chambers, or at least the majority of them, based on their set out, had three entrances to access a different chamber. Echad atom in hayomin, one entrance was a way to access the chamber on the right of that chamber. It's the right if you're facing towards the Heichal. So if somebody is in a chamber within the wall of the building of the Beis HaMikdash and he's facing towards the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then on his right he would be able to access the chamber on its right, and he'd be able to access the chamber on his left, the Echad. And there was another entrance, an access point, Latosha al Gabov, to be able to access the chamber which was above that chamber. And the Mishnah ends off with a Kerem Mizrachis Tzafonis in the most northeastern corner, which is referring to the mini room which the previous Mishnah talked about, on the right side of the entrance to the Heichal. If one, like the previous Mishnah described, if one would go through the door on the right of the entrance to the Heichal, he would go through a short passageway until he reaches a mini room, a chamber. So that particular chamber had Hayu Chamisha Psochim, it had five entrances, five ways to access other chambers, or other things, as the Mishnah will describe. Echad Tomina Yomin, it had one access point to the chamber immediately right of that chamber, meaning the one which was further along the wall of the building. The Echad Tomish Al Gabov, it had an access point to the chamber which was above it. Obviously, there was no chamber to the left of it, because this was the first one along the wall. The Echad LaMesiba, one to the Mesiba, which was a kind of staircase which the Mishnah and Mishnah Hegel describe. It was a staircase which also went through the thickness of the wall, and it was a way to access the very top of the chambers. More details will be discussed in Mishnah Hay. The Echad HaPishpesh, there was an entrance, of course, to the mini door on the right of the entrance to the Heichal. That's how they would get into that chamber, the Echad LaHeichal, and there was an additional exit that they would be able to go to the Heichal, like the previous Mishnah described. That's how they would open the doors to the Heichal. Mishnah Dalad, the width of these chambers is the only part of their dimensions which is discussed in the Mishnah, and the truth is, not all of them had the same width. Hatachtoina, the chambers in the lowest row, on the lowest level out of the three levels, Chomesh, they were five amas wide, v'rovid sheish, and they had a sort of roof, really, which served as the floor of the chambers on the next level. That was six amas wide, and therefore v'hemtzoyes sheish, the middle level chambers had a width of six amas, v'rovid sheva, and a roof, which was really the floor of the uppermost chambers. That was seven amas wide, and therefore v'hal yoino sheva, the chambers in the highest level were seven amas wide, shenemar, as the pasuk says. And in the pasuk, the word for a tor is a yotzia, and it means the same. So yotzia tachtoino chomish ba'amar rochba, the lowest chambers had a width of five amas, vati choina, and the middle chambers sheish ba'amar rochba were six amas wide, vashlishis, and the third level of chambers sheva ba'amar rochba had a width of seven amas.